The annual Walking Home for Christmas charity campaign is now in its third year and was the brainchild of Walking with the Wounded trustee, Jimmy Hibbert.
I think it'll just hopefully, because it's an annual event, every year it'll just grow, and because it gets sort of word of mouth gets out there, people enjoy walking home, and it's a good thing to do at Christmas, whether it's a mile or it's 100 miles, it doesn't matter, it's the taking part and you're walking home. It's the least we can do to show our support for these veterans who've put their lives on the line. Some of them have had limbs and God knows what damaged, or there's the PTSD as well, which is the invisible one. The least we can do is go out for a walk to show our support. I mean, it's a no-brainer.
The money raised during the campaign will help injured and sick veterans get the training they need to find employment.
Last year, we made 100,000, which was great. We had 500 people sign up. They each went away and raised money. And this year, we've already got about 1,200, and we've still got, you know, 3 or 4 weeks to go. So I reckon we're going to have about 2,500, and I think, hopefully, 250,000.
To help raise a bit more money this year, a charity single has been recorded by 50 members of the Military Wives Choir. The money will go to both the Walking with the Wounded and the Military Wives Choir Foundation.
We just came up with the idea that we should do a song. And at that time, we were going to use Chris Rea's Driving Home for Christmas and change it, obviously, to Walking Home. But we couldn't get hold of Chris Rea. He sort of seemed to have gone AWOL. But we then got hold of the Proclaimers, and they were very helpful. They said that we could have the song and all the rights to the song, as long as the proceeds went to Walking with the Wounded and Military Wives. They were happy for us to have it.
The Military Wives Choir have loved singing the new updated Christmas arrangement for the Proclaimers' Walk 500 Miles.
I have found the song really, really easy to learn. Being Scottish, this is literally our national anthem. We have to raise awareness just for the charity, for the homeless veterans that are out there that need this money.
It's been brilliant. Really good fun. Yeah, all feeling very Christmassy.
It's amazing. It's great to do what the network was designed to do great things like this.
The charities are hoping that the single is in with a chance of being the Christmas number one. This is Natasha Renault in the UK for BFBS.